It's time once again for the Passion to Succeed podcast, where we explore the traits, mindsets, and attitudes of passionate and successful individuals. This show is for anyone who wants to make a difference, make more money, learn from the greatest minds, and discover how to be more successful in all you do and doing it with a pure passion to succeed. Here's your host, serial entrepreneur, successful author, and the world's most passionate master coach, Craig White.
Hey, and welcome to episode 97 of the Passion to Succeed podcast show. You know, in the world of entrepreneurialism, social selling, and network marketing, it's really about creating long-lasting and tangible success. And I want to introduce you to a real network marketing pro. She's been in the industry for 14 years, is a real great friend of mine and an inspiration, and building something that's enabled her to change her life and to dream bigger than ever before. You're going to love today's show, so here it is.
Hey, good evening. Hope you are all having a tremendous day. It is It's not nearly 7 o'clock. It's not 5 past. If we want to be precise for everyone that likes precision, it's 7 in the UK today. So I hope you're all having the most amazing day. And I've made a commitment to go live a few times a week with some different individuals, people that are having a global influence in the world of the entrepreneur, people that are network marketing professionals, people that are social sellers, people that are global social media trainers and network marketers. So really excited to be jumping on live with another amazing lady. Let's see if we can bring on with Simplicity. But one of the things I'm doing, and like for those of you that know me, like my attention to detail is sometimes it's amazing. Sometimes I like to flow and just vibe from the seat of my pants. So I want to introduce you to this amazing lady. Many of you will have seen her on my social media. She's become one of my closest friends, one of my biggest pests, one of my biggest inspirations. And we've been great friends. So hey, Tracy, how are you?
Hey, it's great to see you. Now, are you in the UK? Because you're jet setting all over the place at the minute.
I know, but do you like I've got a little bit of a tan?
It does kind of hide a little bit of the grey, I've got to admit.
It does. You know, it's interesting you say that, because I was thinking about this when we returned from Spain. So you'll know, like I always kind of look at acronyms, and like the three S's of success, oh, there's four, isn't there? I don't even know it. No, there is three. The three S's of success in network marketing are like selling, sharing, and supporting, right? And then I just thought, like, obviously, we've been like this three S's of success. Our little travel month, we went to Stockholm, to Sicily, and to Spain. And we're done now. That's it. Traveling is off the cards now for at least 90 days.
Wow.
So, hey, but look, super excited to have you on. I was just sharing, just as you were jumping on, that... like for me, I like to speak from the heart. I like to flow. And everyone that I'm inviting to come on and go live with me, there's no plan. There's no prerequisite. And I titled this live, The Evolution of Social Selling. Mm. And there's a reason I've done that, because of your personal evolution, but also... because, and obviously I know you really well, we've been friends for a while, we've traveled the world together, we've gone through challenges and obstacles and dreamt together, worked together, succeeded together, and, you know, obviously really good friends, which is very challenging.
It is, yeah, you're right, yeah.
but yeah, we are definitely two of each other's biggest supporters, that is for sure. And you know, social selling's evolved, and I just thought we could have a little bit of a talk, because both you and I have actually been in this industry for many, many years.
Yeah.
And we were in a company together, not in the same team, but we became friends and colleagues. I guess we've become more friends over the last 5 years, more so than ever before. But we were certainly involved in a great journey and a great adventure. But things have changed in many, many ways.
Yes.
So from your perspective, I know you're in Swaddling Coat in Derbyshire, which is a beautiful little village. How's things with you? How's your day been? How's your weekend been?
Do you know what? My day's been really good. I've been doing one of my most favorite things today, which is out there in the community, seeing my customers, taking their deliveries. Because although we have this huge social selling business, I still love getting out in the community. You cannot beat seeing someone face to face, someone that knows you. And you know, it's interesting that you say that. Obviously, we worked together in a previous business. We've been in the industry for like 15, 16, 17 plus years, and I'm still looking after customers today that I found 16, 17 years ago. They've watched my children grow up. You know, my youngest is about to leave to go to university, and they remember me out there pushing her around in her pram. And I think that's what I've been doing today, not pushing her in a pram because she's very big now at 17. But I've been out there with my customers, taking deliveries, dropping off catalogues, and chatting to people online whilst I've been out and about. And I love it. I'm absolutely filled up today with conversations and connections.
Oh, love it, mate. Love it. It's interesting, like when you talk about the time and obviously how customers that have been loyal to you because of A, the service and the friendship you've built over the years. I noticed my neighbour's just jumped on a minute ago, my next door neighbour, and as customers go, he's pretty crap because he's not brought for ages. I just thought, anyway, no, he hasn't. I'm just winding him up because he's on. But yeah, when I think about like the length of customers, because I again I feel that as well, and I just think like when we sometimes look at the evolution of the network marketing industry, and you know some people may look from the outside in, and a lot of people go, oh, it's like a pyramid scheme. I guess it's pyramid because everything's a freaking pyramid, but it's not a scheme. You know, we could go on about that for time, but like you know when we look back of where kind of like network marketing was formed in the 60s, and it was really this social recommendation. People were getting paid for like recommending and promoting the business. And then obviously franchising became a massive thing in the 70s. And you know, we only need to look at like the likes of McDonald's or KFC and you know the stories that are behind them. And you might be able to share some stuff and some light on your feeling of the evolution of the industry. But fundamentally, you know, like franchising was almost the next step of network marketing. It was franchising that was nearly illegalized in the 70s, and you know, but social selling is the biggest form of any business growth in the world, right?
And I think it allows, I remember hearing years ago when obviously, you know, the network marketing industry and then franchising, like you say, and I remember somebody saying it's the kind of poor person's, the network marketing is like the poor person's franchise, if you like. And I don't mean that in a derogatory poor person way. What I mean is that it gives an everyday person the ability to go out there and build an incredible business without having to put like thousands. I remember reading in back in when we used to look at the newspaper, when we used to advertise in the paper, you know, they were to go back a while now. Obviously, I was only five. And I remember looking in the paper and seeing things like you could buy like a wheelie bin business, you know, where you go around and someone cleans the wheelie bins. And it was something like £23,000 to have a wheelie bin franchise. Now, how many wheelie bins would you personally have to go and clean if you even wanted to, which I do not, to make like your investment back and then to like go and make profit as well? And if you wanted a day off from cleaning wheelie bins, then you're not even going to make any money. And I look at the power of what we have with our industry, where somebody can literally get started for less than fish and chips for two people. I mean, it is literally less than buying fish and chips for like you and me, which you probably need to do actually. You probably do need to buy me fish and chips. You can get started and go on and create a business that allows you, like you and like me, to travel the world and to live free and to provide for your family and so much more. And I just think it's evolved incredibly. It's amazing.
Yeah, do you know, and it is fascinating. Maybe we can talk about a little bit of the evolution, because I know that, you know, obviously we've got an event coming up on Saturday the 13th and 14th, and you're going to be one of our keynote speakers because you have an amazing story, and like not just your like 17 year story, but more relevant, I think the last 12 to 18 months, where like the evolution that we've experienced together. I think has been huge. But when we kind of go back, like, I mean, obviously you stumbled into the industry when the kids were really young, and obviously gone from being a restaurant manager to actually being completely free and seeing your kids grow up and running your own home-based business. I mean, what, you know, when you, I don't want you to talk too much about your, like, talk that you're going to do on the 13th and 14th, because everyone needs to go and get a bloody ticket, by the way.
Today.
What's been like for you, like, because everyone listens to me all the time, right, on my profile. So for you, what's been the most rewarding accomplishments for you over the last few years, but also what's been some of the biggest learning moments or challenges? So for people that are looking at network marketing, let's be real, like, you know, it comes with its highs and its lows, right? It comes with its ups and its downs. Like, it's not a perfect.
Yeah.
We just feel it's a better way for the ordinary individual, like you and I, to take a step into the world of the entrepreneur with systems, confidence, support, et cetera, et cetera. So what's been, like, you know, the biggest kind of eureka moments, and from a success, a challenge point of view for you?
I think it has been a real roller coaster, but, you know, that's life, isn't it? Life is a roller coaster. At least with this one, we get to control it a lot more. You know, we get to take charge of that and create the speed of that roller coaster and create those highs and lows. I think for me, one of the biggest challenges, and I, and, you know, a little snippet, I guess, of what's coming on the 13th and 14th, the mindset challenge for me, especially over the last couple of years, and you're smiling because you were the person that I came to and unleashed all of that frustration on to get that coaching and support. But it was, I can remember when we came to the business we're in now, and we'd gone from kind of a face-to-face industry, and we were now a mix of face-to-face and a mix of online and social selling, and having to learn those social selling skills. And I can remember even being at the stage where I had my mobile phone, and I can remember going, I don't know how to run my business on my mobile phone. I can remember talking to you and saying, Craig, I don't know how to run my business on my mobile phone. And you just sort of going, well, just use your mobile phone.
Didn't I just say something like, just pick it up?
Just pick up your phone and use it. And as we know, I tend to overthink so many things. And it's been a real roller coaster the last couple of years. And to, I guess, to give a bit of a highlight of what I'll be talking about on the 13th and 14th, and it's very much about, what do you do when you are in that dip, when you are in that point of frustration? Because, you know, when everything's going well and you're flying high and it just feels like everything you touch is turning to gold and business is incredible, yes, you still need that mindset, and you only get there with the right mindset. But it's about, for me, what do you do when it's tough? What do you do when you're questioning everything and you're doubting everything? And I absolutely, it's what we call the dip. And I absolutely got stuck in that. And I think there's a lot of people out there in our industry who are in that right now, or who will go through that at some point, because we all go in and out of those dips. And I guess for me, what I'll be sharing is, so what did I do? What did I do? Because when I got out of that dip, I 10x'd my business over the next 12 months. It went from where, you know, where I was a year ago to where I was the following year. It was literally 10 times bigger than what it was. And that's kind of what I want to share. You know, what do you do? What was I telling myself? And what did I need to change? And then how did I do that? What resources did I pull on? Who did I talk to? Where did I go to get out of that dip and get back up to where I am now? So that's kind of a, I guess, a bit of a taste of what I'm bringing on the 13th and 14th.
Oh, mate, I'm buzzing, like, because obviously I've had a front row seat, and the hairs on my arms are standing up, and I'm really excited for you to be able to share that story. Because, you know, look, when we look at the network marketing industry, we know it's like, last time that I read, it was $180 billion industry. It's probably a lot now, you know, which, when people take like the movie, the music and the gaming industry, where we're 6 billion bigger. But like the social media selling industry is expected to hit 1.25 trillion in 2025, in like a year and a half, a couple of years, right? Which is insane. So we often look at network marketing and we look at people's lifestyles, and I'm probably guilty for it because I'm always sharing like my traveling and my fun and my toys and life. But I just like to be real. But in reality, like, it's in the moment of decision when no one else is watching where we fail or where we succeed, when we choose to do the things others will not do in order to accomplish the things others will not accomplish. So I'm really excited because I know what you've accomplished in the past. I mean, you've traveled the world. How many destinations have you been on for free now?
Company paid ones, we must have been on at least 14, 15. And then you've got all the team ones and trips out to your villa and team villas and all the fun shenanigans and meals and stuff that we do on top of that.
I just want to share something. Tracy keeps dropping meals in because I promised to take her out for a meal, and it's not happening.
You probably do still. I'm sure. I mean, you come here instead so that I feed you and I cook for you. I mean, you've got that sorted.
But yeah, I think when we look at like real tangible success, real people accomplishing great things, like, this is what we do like to share the opportunity that, yes, you can dream big, you can turn your dreams into a reality. And in reality, if you and I said, like, right now, like when we first joined the business back all them years ago, I'm pretty sure we could both say we lived the dreams we had whilst we're working for those that we have. Because life has changed, but it's not changed because of this Lambo bikini lifestyle. It's not changed because of the hype. Like, this is a real opportunity, a real business where if you're willing to learn some skills, if you're willing to keep learning, if you're willing to fail, and like Tracy's going to talk about, I would say every network marketer, every entrepreneur at some point in their life, on quite a few occasions in their journey, they've nearly thrown the towel in. I can't count on my hands how many times I've nearly thrown that. Yeah. Toys out of the pram, but so to speak. However, it's those of us that don't quit. It's those of us that never give up on the dream, that keep going. And
what's the alternative? That's always the thing that always in the back of my head is like, what is the alternative to go and do what exactly? If you walked away from because you're frustrated, what on earth would I go and do that gives me the freedom that I have now? And I think that's one of the big core values for me. Obviously, yes, the money's amazing. Yes, traveling the world for free is amazing. And all the things we've been able to do, it is incredible. And I love all of it. But, you know, at the crux of it for me, being able to raise, you know, our four children, being there for every single moment of their lives. And I've got a daughter that's got special needs, to be there even now, to just at the drop of the hat be able to just do whatever it is that they need and not have to do that instead of having a career, instead of like building a business, to be able to combine the two, I just feel like I've got it all. I genuinely just feel, and we see it in the kids and the type of people that they are, the confidence that they have, the conversations that they can hold because they've grown up around network marketing. They've grown up around personal development. They've grown up around coming to our events, being around incredible people. You know, they're all off living their lives and wanting to go after their goals, dreams and ambitions because they've seen us. They've seen us fail. They've seen us win. But they have never, ever, ever seen us quit. And I think that's what keeps me going. I know that does for you with your children as well. It's like they're watching. There's no way I would ever give up.
Oh, mate, I love it. And you know the thing, like, you know, we all heard these sayings, haven't we? Nothing worth having is easy.
Yeah.
Like, it might be simple, like, and I think that's common, the common well-known saying. I think I put it on a social media post earlier, or maybe I'm planning to, I can't remember which way around that is. But it literally, we've all said, no one said it was easy, they just said it was worth it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's really key. But I also think as well, a lot of people don't realise, like, it's very easy to see someone saying, hey, look, you can make six figures, you can go on these free holidays, like, you can change your life. But in reality, and that is possible.
Yeah.
But in the, like, when we get down to the reality of it, like, a lot of people may not have that vision or that mission or that desire in the beginning.
I didn't.
No, me neither.
No.
And this is why,
I joined
but
for
this is what.
200 quid. That would have changed my life. 200 quid a month.
And we'll get to that because you've become obsessed, right? Yeah. And we'll get to how that, because I think that's really important, because I was very much similar. I'm like, look, if I could just save some money to go traveling again, like 6 months, save, grab my surfboard, disappear. But I think them little wins motivate you. That
Yeah,
getting to
because
that
then it's
200
like,
quid
what
fuels,
next?
yeah.
Yeah. And I love that now when, when new people join the team and you can show them how to go and earn even a couple of hundred quid, and you see the excitement, and then you see what that means to them. And for many, especially now, it's being able to go and treat the kids. It's being able to put that money away for a holiday. It's being able to maybe even, top up some of the bills because they run out of money before the end of the month. That's the reality. And being able to show people that, how they can physically go and make that difference for themselves. I never get tired of that. I just, every person, I'm like, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. It just, but then the magic then happens because you start to see them grow and you start to see, like you were just saying, that bit of hope like sparks in their eyes again. And you start to see them go, well, okay, now I want to go for this. And then I want, and you're just there. I think as somebody who like builds a team and sponsors and coaches and looks after people, I think that is just the best honor because you get to make such a difference with people, and then that ripple effect that that then creates, and that they then go on and you see them change, you see them change, and you see them grow in confidence and belief, and they talk to their kids better, they talk to their spouse better, they change, their posture changes, and they just, you see it day in, day out. I'm like, how could I ever do anything else?
Oh mate, I know, and it's that thought process when people start to realize, because like yourself and I, I think in reality, I think everyone stumbles into the business by
Yeah.
accident. A lot of people, unless they've got experience in the industry, they don't particularly go out looking to join the industry.
Never heard of it, never heard of the industry.
So I think most people stumble in, but then as you said, they get that hope, and
Yeah.
then all of a sudden there's a realization that actually, I could earn over £1,000 a month doing this, or more.
Yeah.
And then, that's just the roadway. But like what you shared, like them customers that have been buying off you for like 17 years. And this is the power of the network marketing business. Once you build that customer base and you start to develop that team, the income becomes residual,
Yeah.
because always going to be repeat business. There's always going to be that growth. And mate, I'm buzzing. Like, I know, like, you and me have got big dreams, big goals, but I'm really excited about you sharing your story and through like this personal development, the journey, but also that evolution and that mindset shift that's enabled you to elevate your business. And the event is all about elevating and accelerating people's success. So, I mean, obviously, you and I have paid, if we go over the years, probably thousands into developing our mind. Yeah. What do you think about this event? What's your like thought process of it, really?
I think it is incredible what you're putting together, what we are all going to bring. I love, 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 love that it's for charity, that it's completely for charity. I mean, what an incredible thing to be able to do. And I love that people can make donations for whatever sits right for them, whatever's good for them. I love that people can make that contribution and feel good about doing that. And then I just think to anyone that's out there in the network marketing space, or anyone that's watching this or hearing about the event that is interested in the network marketing space, but also interested in personal development and just being around entrepreneurial, positive people with a really good mindset. I just think they are gonna get so much. I can't wait to hear everybody else as well. I mean, we have some incredible incredible people that are going to be speaking at that event. Some of them I know personally, Fraser Brooks, Leona Burton. I mean, Rob Sperry spoke for us quite a lot in our team. I mean, some of them obviously in some of the team I know, and there's people that I haven't heard from before. So yeah, I mean, it's going to be incredible. Everyone just needs to get their ticket. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, mate, you know, from my perspective, I'm not going to lie, because it dawned on me. And I'm like, this is a late hour event. I'm not going to sleep. I'm going to be buzzing, like, because I know what I'm like. Like, we'll have like team trainings, right? And everyone in the industry have this, or I'll have a call with somebody late at night, and that's me done, because I'm like, my brain's like buzzing.
It's ticking over.
And I'm like,
yeah.
Like, over the 2 days, there's 8 hours of content. So there's 4 hours, 4 till 8, 4 till 8, both days. But just to, like, you know, reiterate to everyone, this is being streamed into a private, closed community group on Facebook. Once you've got your donation, you get access to the group, and you'll have lifetime access to go and watch the event. So you might jump on live. Live is always best. But if you're working, or if you've got family plans, like, you know, for 10 quid, 20 quid, or even 40 quid, you've got a ticket that's worth thousands. So, mate, look, I know you're super busy, Tracy, and I'm super grateful. I'm buzzing that you are going to be one of our keynote speakers. You know, pound for pound, in my opinion, biased or not, you are one of the best speakers that I've had the pleasure to listen to, watch, because you speak from the heart. And, you know, I'm buzzing for that. It's going to be really, really cool. So thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. And hey, look, you know, people will be sharing this live. If you know, if you want to discover more about network marketing, or if you've not come across the industry, whoever's shared this live, go and have a chat with them. It'll be, if it's on their profile, don't get in contact with me unless it's on my profile, or Tracy unless it's on hers. Get in touch with whoever shared this video, because they'll maybe have to give you some insights. And the link to the actual event itself, and remember, this is a generic event. It's not a list building activity. Like, this is being done on the basis of pure contribution and value. You get your ticket, 100% donations are going to the Helping Little Hearts charity. And the magic is, there's nothing, like, there's no going to be no sales or anything coming on the back of this, which is unheard of. Like, we're doing
very rare, very rare.
We're doing it to raise the visibility of this industry, raise the professionalism, raise the standards, raise your skill set, and raise money for charity. So look, Tracy, super stoked. I know you're going to be sharing so much more on the day, or I can't even remember what day you're speaking.
I don't know.
I'll be there. Hey, look, have a lovely evening. Thank you so much for jumping on and sharing some of your words of wisdom. And guys, get your tickets. Come and hear this legend story, because it will blow you away.
Yes. Take care. Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we would appreciate it if you would like. Most people share through social media. Then subscribe, rate, and provide a review over at iTunes and SoundCloud. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us. The Passion to Succeed show is brought to you by PassionToSucceed.com. Get over to the website, subscribe, and join the community of passionate people.